I started walking a bit quicker. Not too quick. I didn't want them to see that I was scared. Oh, no. They're crossing over. They're following me.
You think you're good, don't you? Just because you go to grammar school?
They were behind me. I kept walking. I turned into my road. I could hear them following.
Well, you're not. We can lick you at anything. I could take you on with one arm behind me back.
The other one laughed.
I could take him on with both arms behind me back.
It sounded as though a full-throttle jumbo jet was about to run me over. Everything went jet black. In the darkness, I could faintly see strobe lights and firefighters moving in slow motion. I remembered crawling through a thick smog of crushed cement dust and debris. I thought all this had happened in an instant, but apparently I'd been knocked unconscious and lying face down as the maelstrom raged around and on top of me.
"Morning, Mrs. Sparkle," said Dig.
"Today's the day," said Doug.
"I hope everything looks tidy enough."
"Tidy enough for what?"
asked Doug.
"The smart new building you're putting next to my house."
Dig and Doug laughed.
"Wait till you see the mess we have to make first."
"Yeah."
"Mess?" said Mrs. Sparkle. "Oh, this hay weighs a ton."
"Good exercise for you, Ravi. Build up your muscles. I can carry three at a time. Easy." "Hey, you lot. I thought you'd come help me. We got half blooming field still to do. And here you are, having picnic. Just getting our strength up, Joe. Want a butty?"